This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Condé Nast is going to be saying goodbye to one of its long-running magazines next month, the print edition of it, at least. Self, one of the first women's magazines to focus on well-being over beauty, has been on newsstands for 38 years. From now on, though, it's going to be digital only, joining other magazines that have announced they're pulling the plug on print, including Mental Floss and Complex. Marketplace's Rima Kreis looks at this moment in magazines.
I'm at a newsstand in Los Angeles, standing next to a couple who, like me, are casually scanning the hundreds of titles. Harvey Marcus says, he probably won't buy one.
I don't think they're worth the money.
Not worth the money, he says, and get this, he actually knows a thing or two about the business.
I work for a magazine called Schön.
Yeah, he's an editor for a London-based magazine about fashion and art. And his girlfriend, Cassie Steer, she used to be a beauty director for the magazine InStyle UK. So what are they doing here in L.A.?
I'm out here because InStyle closed just before Christmas, so I've got some time off.
InStyle UK's circulation was dwindling, so it shut down its print edition, and now it's a digital-only brand. One of the casualties was Steer's job.
I was sad because it's a reflection of how everything's going.
Magazines are dying, I'm sorry to say.
Yes, some magazines do die, but for every death, four new ones are born. Rebecca Sterner is a longtime magazine consultant.
Nothing ever dies. It doesn't, no form of media really goes away. It changes.
Sterner says since the recession, many print magazines have seen drops in advertisement revenue, about 15% over the last few years, according to eMarketer.
It's meant a lot of staff layoffs, really negotiating hard with their vendors for paper and printing.
And in most cases, putting a lot more time and energy into other platforms.
They have to have a digital presence. That's the expectations of my audience nowadays.
Samir Hosni directs the Magazine Innovation Center at the University of Mississippi. He says it's not just about digital versus print, because there's an audience for both. Hosni says the industry's real issue is its over-reliance on advertising for revenue, a business model he calls outdated.
We are still seeing subscriptions given away for $5 for an entire year, which in my book should be a crime. On the one issue on the newsstand is almost the same price.
That helps explain why newsstand sales have plunged by double digits every year for the last 6 years. But the bookazines, they're selling well. Those are the glossy, thick special editions with an average price of $14. Hosni says the cheap magazines touting the latest news and celebrity gossip, they're out.
Social media took that role. Each one of those celebrities have their own social media. They will let you know before anybody else whether they are pregnant or not.
Today, some of the most successful magazines are hyper-focused. So it's not just about fishing, it's about saltwater fishing. And it's not just about healthy eating.
It's 100 fast meals for people with diabetes.
Doug Coma is the editorial content director for Meredith Core Media. He says other popular magazines tend to have a strong brand identity. That's why his company recently launched the Magnolia Journal. It's a lifestyle magazine from the couple that hosts HGTV's hit show, Fixer Upper.
Are y'all ready to see your Fixer Upper?
We are. Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Something else that's unbelievable, when the issue hit the shelves late last year, Coma says retailers sold out of the 400,000 copies so quickly, the publisher had to go back to press.
This would have been even a standout performance 15 years ago.
He says it goes to show people are willing to pay for magazines that speak to them. Case in point, Milton Maristello.
This is a new magazine called Attitude. $19.95.
At the newsstand in L.A., he flips through dozens of magazines.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
At a time when the media landscape feels more crowded than ever, it's the Milton Maristellas of the world the magazine business is banking on. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.